The Philadelphia School Reform Commission is taking its case against the teachers' union all the way to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, calling a lower court's decision on teachers' contracts, quote, misinterpreted and misapplied. WHYY's Laura Benshoff reports.
The SRC canceled its contract with teachers in October after 21 months at the bargaining table. Some legal experts say the trip to the Supreme Court will be an uphill battle for the SRC, which lost its appeal in Commonwealth Court 5-0 last month.
If you take a look at that legislation, it is so specific about what the SRC can do.
That's Linda Kabulian, a researcher at Harvard University, talking about the law that established the SRC.
The fact that the SRC is trying to do something that isn't otherwise enumerated by the law suggests the courts are not going to say, oh yeah, they just happened to forget that too.
Teachers' union contracts have come under more scrutiny since the Great Recession, says Dan DeSalvo at the right-leaning Manhattan Institute.
In part, this is due to rising pension and health care costs for public employees, since a lot of public employee compensation is backloaded into retirement.
He says politicians hoping to find some money for operational costs now turn to those contracts and benefits as a place to, quote, innovate. A statement from the school district says the SRC acted precisely as it was designed to, by trying to, quote, achieve financial stability in a crisis of underfunding. Teachers Union President Jerry Jordan says he's disappointed.
We had thought that the decision by the Commonwealth Court would end the litigation.
The district has already started spending some of the $50 million it would save annually by canceling the contract. Those savings come from requiring teachers to pay into their health care plans. I'm Laura Benshoff, WHYY News.